filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
In those Crossbreed Holster Studios, what an honor to be with you today, and a huge hour lined up for you. We're going to jump right into it here in just a second. I want to give you a heads up real quick today. I don't know what you did today. But what I did today was, I felt honored and heartbroken in a way that I haven't experienced before. And I'll tell you why in the next segment. And many, many thousands of my neighbors, friends, and family I know felt the same way today and still do. And I'll explain what I mean in the next segment. So much to talk with you about for the remainder of this broadcast today, but we're going to go somewhere where I absolutely love to go as often as I can. Excuse me. And that is, I'm going to take you on a trip to North American Arms. .com. I'm going to ask you to come with me and walk with me here. And we're going to talk with Kenny Barlow from North American Arms, because anybody who knows me knows that I carry one of these guns with me everywhere I go, no matter what else I'm carrying. It's either my main go-to piece or it's my backup every single day. Let's go right to Kenny Barlow, and together we'll talk to you about why and why you need to consider making it your go-to piece also. Kenny Barlow, welcome to the show, my friend. It's always a pleasure to have you here. You know I love these guns.
I do know that. Thanks for having me, Mark. It's great to see you, and it's great to see you in Nashville, man. I hope things are going well for you.
Things are going great. The daytime show is exploding, and we're gonna have you on that program and reach an even bigger audience as soon as possible. And Kenny, with what limited time we have, it's time flies so fast. Let's jump right into this. One of your newest guns is the Sidewinder, and it is absolutely beautiful. I don't know how to describe the quality of this. I've used the analogy before. You know, when you pick up a fine electronic device, and, Android people, don't get mad at me. Well, you know, even one of the Samsung. You pick up one of the Samsung phones, or you pick up the iPhone 6, and you can feel that quality in your hand. That's what one of the North American Arms Minis feels like to me. You can feel that quality in your hand. The Sidewinder, tell us about it, because there's a new one coming out now.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Sidewinder is our swing out model. As you're well aware, and for your listeners, I'll explain. The path models that we've created in our mini revolvers, the cylinder has to be removed completely from the frame of the gun. What we've done with the Sidewinder, though, is we've made it function more like a traditional revolver, in that the cylinder stays attached to the frame and the cylinder swings out to provide ease of loading through and unloading via a plunger and star ejection system.
I have one in my hand. I have the one that I carry on my person at all times in my hand. And the Sidewinder that I have literally fits in the palm of my hand. I want to take you to the theater of the mind with me here, so walk with me. But I have my right hand open, and I have the Sidewinder in my hand laying flat, and it does not extend to the end of my middle finger, nor does it extend back to my wrist. So I want to say that this thing is about, overall, maybe 3.5 to 4 inches. Is that right?
Yeah, it's in there. What we're looking at is I'd say 3.5 inches. We've got that inch and a half barrel on there. The whole thing is just super compact, but again, fitting with our convenient, reliable, and effective, this thing can go with you in any non-carry permissive environment.
Thank you for saying that. What I've always said is this is the gun you can carry when you can't carry a gun. I'll let you read between the lines, but this gun it's on my person all the time. I have this gun with me on my belt when I'm cutting the grass, when I'm grilling a steak. I take it with me. It rides in a bathing suit pocket. I kid you not, this thing is amazing. Now, there's a new addition to the lineup. What are you doing to the Sidewinder now as the newest addition to one of these amazing mini revolvers?
Well, what we've done is we've actually come out with a 4-inch barrel length model. This puts the overall length at 7.5 inches. It's got the same great features in that the cylinder still swings out and the frame itself is the same, but we've got that 4-inch barrel on it. What makes that so unique is this allows the firearm to actually be sold in California. As you're well aware, the state has the safe handgun roster. We have a few of our models on there already, the 22MS and the standard 22LR. Those are actually on the list. But in the penal code, there's actually an exemption for single-action firearms with at least 5 cartridge capacity that has an overall length of 7 1/2 inches. And with our firearm being there, we don't actually have to be on the approved roster. We are actually now exempt from that.
Oh, that's huge. That's absolutely huge. California listeners, there's a lot of you out there. I want to send you to the website, NorthAmericanArms.com. I'm looking at the website right now. And I'm also holding in my hand, again, I'm going to do a little theater of the mind and ask you to walk with me here. Kenny, I've got the Earl in my hand right now, which is one of my favorite guns to shoot. It's incredible. This gun comes with me when I'm cutting. I got snakes out back. I've killed a copperhead in my garage. I load this thing with snake shot, and I feel a heck of a lot better when I'm cutting and weed eating back by that creek down in the holler, okay? It makes me feel a lot better. This gun's really easy to aim. You can draw a nice bead with this gun. Will, this is about 7.5+ inches. Is this about the overall length of what the new Sidewinder will look like with the 4-inch barrel?
Correct, correct. All of our firearms that currently exist, the Mini Master, the Earl, and this new 4-inch Sidewinder, they all have the same length barrel, making them roughly about the same dimensions throughout, which makes them also exempt from the California Safe Handgun roster.
Okay, interchangeable with 22 long rifle and 22 magnum barrels, correct?
100%.
Or cylinders?
Cylinders, yeah.
Oh, I've got to tell you, these are beautiful. Please head over to NorthAmericanArms.com. I've got about 5 or 6 of these little guns, and I'm telling you, what's the smallest one that I have? This thing can't be 2 inches long.
I think our 22 short model with that 1.8-inch barrel. That is actually the smallest handgun around that shoots commercially available ammo. As long as I think I said that correctly, it is the smallest handgun you can purchase that shoots commercially available ammo.
I've got this thing, and I carry them all with me. Believe me when I tell you. Let me repeat after me. This is the gun you can carry when you can't carry a gun. And I mean that. You said it. We refer to that in the field, in the industry, as an NPE, a non-permissive environment. A non-permissive environment could be anything from a gun-free zone to your mother-in-law's house. Okay? This gun goes in your pocket, and nobody knows you have it.
Exactly. Well, and certainly I'm not encouraging anybody to obviously you want to
follow
all the laws.
And,
yeah, exactly. But when I more importantly, non-carry permissive for us too is anytime you can't carry your Glock 19, your 6-hour, anytime that 5 shots of anything is better than nothing.
Absolutely. Let me clarify to that NPE. It's hard for me sometimes to remember. In some states, gun-free zones carry the weight of law. No gun sign carries the weight of law. Where I am, it does not. So I can walk past that sign and not violate the law, and I want to make that very clear to the listeners. Follow the state law where you happen to be. But this gun can go with you, for example, if you happen to walk past the no gun sign, even if it's inadvertent in a state like Georgia where it does not carry the weight of law. Okay, this is a highly concealable gun. I want to make it clear, you're not going to stop a bank robbery with this. This is a last resort weapon that you're going to be able to put up somebody's nostril to stay alive. And that's the ultimate goal. And these guns are incredible. But just for the workhorse aspect of it, like I said, the snake shot and stuff, this thing's on my hip when I'm cutting the grass because I never know when I'm going to step on one. So I feel very comfortable with it, okay? The website, NorthAmericanArms.com or NAA Minis, can we use both of them interchangeably?
You actually can use both of them, NorthAmericanArms.com or NAAMinis.com. Also find us on Facebook. It's North American Arms, and
Yeah, and over at Twitter, too. I know you're over there because we've already tweeted out your appearance on the show today. So that's a huge thing. I want to point something out, too, Kenny. You and I have talked about this before. But a number of years ago, I wrote a piece for humanevents.com. They asked me, said, hey, let's get provocative and put out a top 10 carry list. Give me your top 10 carry guns. The number one gun on the list was the North American Arms Mini Revolver. And I thought I was going to get just shellacked. And the responses that came back were in the hundreds. Very few, if any, people disagreed with me because I laid out the four criteria of what makes a great carry gun. This gun fits all four for the very reasons you said. This is the gun you can carry when five shots is better than none. Kenny Barlow, North American Arms. Visit them, NorthAmericanArms.com, NAAMinis.com. Kenny, thank you. Looking forward to bringing you to the daytime show. We appreciate it.
Well, thanks, Mark.
You are listening to the Armed American Radio Network. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Back right after this. Don't go away.
Hey, you've heard me talking about my proud membership with the United States Concealed Carry Association. They're the organization that protects responsible gun owners like you and me from jail and bankruptcy if, God forbid, we're ever forced to use a weapon in self-defense. Now, I want to share with you an incident that happened to another member of the USCCA. Now, this member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted with a baseball bat in front of his yard. Now, he drew his weapon to stop the threat and save his neighbor's life, and he was arrested and held on a massive bail bond. He never fired a shot. Well, he used his one call that he got to the USCCA. Not only did they post his bail, find him an attorney, they got him home to his family, and also had him home in time to go to work on Monday. Now, the USCCA has a free guide that I want to give you today that's going to arm you with 18 things that you absolutely must know before leaving your house with a gun. Now, simply go to defendfamily.com right now to get your free copy of this life-saving guide. Defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You too can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Car Arms introduces the new addition to their double-action micro-compact pistol line, the CW380, with a 2.5-inch barrel, an overall length under 5 inches, and standing under 4 inches tall. The CW380 weighs just 10.2 ounces, making it the perfect choice for lawful concealed carry. The micro-compact CW380 allows rapid-fire follow-up shots with little recoil and retails for under $420. The new CW380 from Car Arms. Carry one today.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
This upcoming segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
USCCA.com, special website for all Armed American Radio listeners. USCCA on air. USCCA on air. Join the organization, one of three different levels. There's a level to fit your budget, and you are in the running. You got 5 days left to do it, actually, from the sound of my voice right now. But you are in the running. They are giving away one of the biggest promotions they've done at one time in such a short period of time, and that is $50,000 worth of ammunition. 10 of you will each walk away with a $5,000 check for the ammo of your choice. Any caliber, any brand, makes no difference whatsoever. Real people win. And I'll tell you who they are after I get the winner's list at the end of the month. It could be you. USCCA on air. This organization does amazing work. If you've made the decision to carry a firearm, if you're even considering making the decision to carry a firearm, there's simply no excuse not to be a member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. You can get, I just got my magazine here last week. Here it is right here. What a Riot, Doctor's Appointment, Witness Woes, Concealed Carry Magazine. Street Crime, The Gun Box, Police Trade-Ins, Dollars and Cents, Guns Under $500, The Bursa, SCCYCPX2, The Little Big Gun, SIGP250, and on and on and on. And in addition to that, you can read Notes from the Head in my One to the Head column at the last page. I'm at the back end of every single issue and have been for now going on 12 years. So it's hard to believe. But great stuff. The magazine is amazing, and you really need, you can just subscribe to the magazine. You don't have to join the organization if you choose not to. But I can promise you that after you get the magazine, you'll want to. So you might as well just jump in. The water's nice. And it is the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen. That's you. So take advantage of it. Boy, oh boy, lots going on out there, Shanto. Dallas, Texas, how you doing down there, Sean?
I'm okay. How are you doing?
You doing okay? I'm doing good. We've got a heck of a lineup today. Coming up in the next segment, we've got Jerry Henry from GeorgiaCarry.org. I've got so much going on here that I forgot where I even wanted to go this segment. There's just so much happening in the land of liars and gun grabbers. It's a never-ending battle. I guess one could look at it as job security when you're in this line of work, but my gosh. Obama, guns are greater threat than terrorism. Did you hear this one?
Oh, yeah, yeah. What else is new? This guy just, anyway.
Guns are a greater threat than terrorism to this man. You see, when he talked to the BBC, let me send you over to Breitbart, A.W.R. Hawkins, great friend of the daytime program. AWR does amazing work. You read his stuff, Drudge links to his work all the time over at Breitbart. But AWR Hawkins tells it like it is, and he tells it like it is on the daytime show also. But he reminds us that when Obama spoke to the BBC last week, he made the comment, and I'll quote him, "If you look at the number of Americans killed since 9/11 by terrorism, it's less than 100. If you look at the number that have been killed by gun violence, it's in the tens of thousands." He should know. His adopted hometown of Chicago sees more gun violence than virtually anywhere else in the country. But you never hear him talk about it. Black on black crime. Never says a peep. Never gets a mention. Nary a peep. Didn't mention it in the BBC. Nope. But boy, I'll tell you what. He sure is fast to come after your firearms when it's that guy down in that theater. Not when it's Chicago. Dozens of shootings a weekend in Chicago. Barack Obama's silent. Doesn't say a word. But he wants to come after Social Security recipients who have third party take care of their finances. But doesn't say a word about Chicago. Just blocks from his house. Dozens of shootings. And here's why. He can't. I mean, I get why he can't. I understand why he doesn't. He can't. He'd look like an idiot if he tried.
Is that why he
doesn't? So the only thing they can do... Sean, go ahead.
Is that why he doesn't talk about ISIS?
Well, it's kind of like this, Sean. I don't want to even get into ISIS. But I'll tell you, it's like this, Sean. Lynn Russell, CNN, former anchor. uses a firearm to defend her life, her and her husband. They are alive today because they were lawfully armed in a Motel 6 in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Indisputable fact.
Yep.
Indisputable fact. The left is silent. Not a peep. And trust me, everybody wanted to hear what Shannon Watts had to say about it. Everybody wanted to hear what Bloomberg had to say about it. Everybody wanted to hear what the Brady campaign to lie about your guns had to say about it. Everybody wanted to know what Moms Demand Action, what a silly name that is, by the way, had to say about it. And I certainly wanted to know what Barack Obama had to say about it. Nothing. Absolute dead silence to this day. Dead silence. Do you know why?
Right.
For the very reason Obama can't talk about Chicago.
It's the truth.
They can't spin it. They simply can't spin the truth. The truth is, Lynn Russell is alive today, and her husband, because they were lawfully armed. Period. There is no other way to spin that. You simply can't spin your way out of it. And they cannot spin their way out of what is happening in Chicago. It does not fit their narrative. Here's why they get away with it. Because they have the mainstream media in their pocket. The mainstream media will never call them out. And they know it. We do. They know it. Hey, yeah, Sean, go ahead.
I got one quick question.
Yeah.
So Chicago's in Kenya now. I'm just asking.
You mean his hometown?
I thought he lived in Kenya. Maybe I'm mistaken.
I have no idea where you're going with that, but I can tell you one thing. We don't have enough time to go there in the next 2.5 minutes. That much I do know. We can save that for the next hour with Paul Markle when he joins us. I'm sure Paul will have something to say about it. I teased at the beginning of the hour prior to welcoming Kenny Barlow in from North American Arms and those amazing firearms that they make over there. They really are. Make sure to check them out. I can promise you, I carry one. I have my holster right here. I have two of them sitting on my studio table here, right underneath the lights of the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Amazing pieces. But I asked you, what did you do today? And I teased what I did, and I said, I will tell you what I did today. It was heartbreaking, and it was an honor. But I came out of my neighborhood and I made a right turn. I went up a hill about 1,000 yards and parked my truck on the side of the road. I had my mother and father, my wife, and my two kids with me, and several American flags. And we got out and we walked over the interstate on top of a bridge, 1,000, 1,500 yards from my home, and watched that young fallen Marine Skip Wells' funeral procession come by my neighborhood today before he was laid to rest. Terrorism came home. It came home. And it was an honor to have seen it and participated in my own small way to honor that young man, 21 years old, and one of the most heartbreaking things I can remember doing as of late. So please keep his family and him and his sacrifice in your thoughts. We certainly did today as he passed our home. Armed American Radio continues today. Jerry Henry will be here from GeorgiaCarry.org in just a minute. Don't go away.
WWTC Minneapolis, St. Paul.
A service of Salem Communications.
Hi, it's Keith Hittner Sr. here. Tune in on Sundays at noon for your Real Estate Chalk Talk, where we study the science of buying and selling real estate and the art of living in your home.
Get the solid real estate facts you need from Keith Hittner Sr. and Keith Hittner Jr. of Coldwell Banker Burnett and their team of experts. Tune in to Real Estate Chalk Talk on AM 1280 The Patriot every Sunday at 12 noon. Brought to you by the Hittner Group, the number one Coldwell Banker Group in the nation. Online at HittnerGroup.com. And tune in to Real Estate Chalk Talk every Sunday at 12 noon on AM 1280 The Patriot.
It's about your life and your money. It's the Dave Ramsey Show.
Teach kids about money age appropriately as quickly as they can grasp it. You know, your four-year-old does not have to be able to calculate the expense ratio on a mutual fund. That's not what we're trying to do. So just keep it real plain and real simple. And as life occurs, catch those teachable moments in the normal ebb and flow of life and teach some money in those situations.
Listen to the Dave Ramsey Show every weekday evening at 5 on our sister station, Business 1570. Filling your prescription for freedom, it's Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with me, Mark Walters, and I'll be at the Osseo Gun Club on Monday, August 31st for a special live broadcast of The Daily Show and a book signing. The broadcast and book signing is free and open to the public. The live broadcast starts at 3 p.m., and after the show, I'll be signing copies of my books, Lessons from Armed America and Lessons from Unarmed America. So join me Monday, August 31st at the Osseo Gun Club for this special live broadcast. Get details at am1280thepatriot.com.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-949-5365. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-949-5365. 1-800-949-5365.
We're here with Maureen Gray, our resident expert on gardening.
Tony, I think you have me confused with someone else. I'm a financial advisor.
Summer, we pull the weeds, till the soil, plant the seeds.
Are we talking about financial planning?
Maureen, you're like my financial gardener. You help me plant the seeds I need for my future.
Okay, it's a stretch, but run with it.
A financial plan is like perennials that come back every year to enjoy.
Sounds right to me. As an advisor with Waddell & Reed, I've been helping listeners prepare their financial gardens for years.
See? I knew I could get you to buy into the garden thing. Now, where does weeding fit into all this?
Oh, call me for your no-cost, no-obligation initial consultation so I can help you plant seeds for your future. And maybe we'll even do some overdue weeding.
Good. 952-884-1503. That's 952-884-1503. Maureen, is it true that every rose has its thorns?
Oh, boy.
Waddell & Reed Incorporated, member SIPC.
The next time you could use a pick-me-up, head over to godvine.com for uplifting and inspirational videos that you'll truly love. Join the millions of Christians from around the world who watch and share Godvine videos each day. They know that Godvine videos are specially chosen to bring joy and share the love of God and the wonder of His creations. For the very best Christian videos, visit us today at godvine.com.
For more information and to join the conversation, please visit Armed American Radio on Facebook and armedamericanradio.com. And now, from the Crossbreed Holster Studios, here is Mark Walters.
Welcome back to these Crossbreed Holster Studios. What a pleasure and an honor it is to be here with you, spending this part of my day together with you. I really enjoy it. I hope you do too. It's the funnest part of every one of my days and every one of my weeks. Remember, this is not the end of your week. You don't listen to the show and go to bed and your week ends. You listen to the show, you go to bed, and your week begins. And you can also tune in. Remember, tune in to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense every Monday through Friday, every day, Monday through Friday, from 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern, 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific. We're on, a couple dozen stations now and growing. Just getting ready to add Tampa, AM 860 WGUL. The Answer down there. Can't wait to bring you guys on to the daytime show. Hometown, love you. Going to go down there and do a live broadcast or two in the very, very near future. Hopefully the next few weeks. And 930, AM 930, The Answer down there, formerly WLSS, Sarasota. So we're going to be covering all the way from Hillsborough County, all of Pinellas County, parts of Pasco County, parts of Polk County, Manatee, Sarasota, Bradenton areas, all the way down to Northport, that whole west central Florida blurb in there, that beautiful, beautiful area, and what I refer to as my home. So great to be adding you to the daily lineup. If you don't have the show in your area yet, most of you probably don't, you can listen live at armedamericanradio.com every single day at 4 p.m. Eastern. Actually, we come on at about 6 minutes after. You got some news and weather because it's a radio show, not a podcast. It's not an internet program. So we got to wait for the weather and the news and the traffic and sports and all that stuff. And then you figure an internet delay about 7 minutes after 4 o'clock or 7 minutes after 1 or 2 or 3, depending on what time zone you are in. We will be on the air for you every day for an hour, armedamericanradio.com. All right, lots coming up, lots of travel coming up, lots of fun stuff coming up. Going to be at the Minnesota State Fair, going to be at the Crossbreed Holsters 10th anniversary broadcast in Missouri, going to be at the Gun Rights Policy Conference a couple weeks after that, going to be, oh gosh, where are we going to be? Osseo Gun Club in Minnesota on Monday the 31st. I think it's Monday the 31st of August. Then we're going to be, where are we going to be? We're going to be in Washington State, hopefully, with Alan Gottlieb and the Second Amendment Foundation broadcasting from out there. Then we're going to be in Tucson for the Arizona Citizens Defense League. Just a lot of fun stuff going on. And it starts the weekend of the 14th when we MC and we meet up with Ken Blanchard, the black man with the gun, the Reverend Ken Blanchard. And I MC the Georgia Carry event again for the third year, I think, now, losing track. But the annual dinner for Georgia Carry, widely noted as one of the best grassroots organizations in the world. And the executive director, a good friend of mine and a friend of yours, believe me, joins me now. Jerry Henry, always a pleasure, my friend.
Hey, good to be here. Enjoying it.
Hey, Jerry, what does it say when the President of the United States of America, I'm just going to jump right in with you. There's so much to talk about with you as we had that off-air kind of, you know, as you and I do, we're friends, and we talk about a lot of things, you know, over a cold drink and find out what we're grilling and what you're doing on the horse farm and all that fun stuff just to stay up with things as busy as we get. So let me just ask you this. What does it say to you, Jerry Henry? Jerry Henry the man, not the executive director of Georgia Carry, but Jerry Henry. What does it say to you when the President of the United States of America is dead last in ordering flags at half mast, when the Capitol did it, when Boehner did it, when millions of individual Americans did it, and when business owners across the country did it, and the White House had to be shamed into it to honor the deaths of a young man who literally his casket drove right past my house today, and I was out there in that heat holding those flags with thousands of others. What does it say? What went through your head?
Well, it's a sorry state of affairs. I mean, when we have a president who won't even honor our fallen soldiers, you know, it's really hard to come up with words to say that that really match what I feel that can be said on the radio. I mean,
I can echo that sentiment. Trust me. So, but do the best that you can. I really want to know what did you feel like? What went through your head? How did it make you feel as an American and a patriot?
Well, and as a veteran, it makes you feel betrayed. I mean, he is betraying our fighting forces. We're putting people in harm's way every day. And in some places that we probably don't need to be, and we're tying their hands just like we did in Vietnam. We don't want to execute a war. We want to send troops over there and have them stand around and ask for permission when they can shoot back. And that's exactly what happened in Vietnam. We just, to me, this president is, he's not a president of the United States. He does not care for our combat veterans, and I just don't know how he can make it any plainer than what he's made it in the last 7 years.
Actions speak a lot louder than words. That's a fair statement to make. And you and I have studied this together. We've talked about this in settings at various locations. You and I will be together in Tucson as well, not just at the Georgia Carry meeting in August, but you'll be in Tucson as well, won't you?
That's correct. Yes, sir. I will be there.
The Gun Rights Policy Conference in Phoenix.
Yeah, the Gun Rights Policy in Phoenix. You and I were talking about taking a trip to Tucson.
Right, exactly. So there's, you know, I will see you in various locations having conversations like this. You know, this is not just radio stuff. This is what we do, and it's disheartening when you see things like that. Now, the latest terror attack, and that's what it was, by a Muslim terrorist.
Mm-hmm.
It was inspired by ISIS or whatever their ideology was. The fact that they even have to ask this question on the radio says a lot, or ask this question. You know, in the media, I should say, not the radio.
It's, right.
But that the fact that the media is even asking this, that there are factions of our government that are waiting to find the facts. I can give you the facts. It was a radical Islam-inspired terrorist attack by an American Muslim on our soil that killed 5 of our service people. That's
right.
What it was. There's no other way to slice and dice this, Jerry. And it's
disheartening. Exactly what it was. And if you look at, pardon me for interrupting, but if you look at the media, one of our state representatives, Alan Powell, made a statement the last couple of years about our carrying guns on campus, and he called the Board of Regents the fourth branch of government. And I'm about ready to call the media, the mainstream media, the fourth branch of government, because that's what they seem to be. They are covering for this administration and not putting the facts out to people as what's going on.
Well, we've been covering that for a long time. As you know, you and I have talked about it on this program many times over the years. There's a story out recently that was very disheartening. I was talking about it on the Armed American Radio Daily Defense program last week, and it happened to be the story that broke that the New York Times rewrote a headline and changed the narrative at the request of the Clinton campaign regarding a story they were doing about her and her growing email problem, which anybody with a clear head knows that a Secretary of State using an email server, a private email server, is a violation of the law and ethics and transparency laws of this country. Any clear-headed, clear-thinking individual understands that. And the fact that there are Democrats out there that just simply don't give a damn blows my mind and tells you everything you need to know about today's Democrat Party, that they will just look the other way. It doesn't matter to them. But the fact that the New York Times was willing to rewrite that story, Jerry.
Yeah, you have to believe in the rule of law in order for it to mean anything. If you don't believe in that rule of law, then we don't have any laws, and that's basically the way they operate.
Well, let's go back to talking a little bit about what we mentioned before, and that is that actions speak louder than words. This administration picks and chooses the laws they wish to enforce, be it immigration, be it marijuana, be it sentencing guidelines, whatever it may be. So the rule of law in this country is under vicious assault and attack, which really leaves our Constitution in tatters. We're getting ready to take a break, Jerry. I know you know the routine. I'll leave it with this as we go into the break and then get your comments when we come back. But Barack Obama made comments that he was very frustrated and stymied, that he has been unable to do anything and get any common sense gun safety measures in place. I submitted to the listener for their own thoughts that clearly meant that Barack Obama does not, well, let me just put it this way, can't stand the Constitution and is actively working around it. That's what we have when a president makes those comments. He's stymied by our own Constitution. Imagine if he felt that way about the First Amendment or the Fourth Amendment. Or the 14th Amendment. We'll be back with Jerry Henry's thoughts right after this.
Folks, you know that the United States Concealed Carry Association protects responsible gun owners from jail and bankruptcy if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Well, I want to share an incident that happened to a USCCA member a few weeks ago. The member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted with a baseball bat in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and save his neighbor's life, and was arrested and held on a massive bail bond, even though he never fired a shot. Well, he used his one call to the USCCA. Not only did they post his bail, find him an attorney, and get him home to his family, they had him to work on Monday morning. Now, the USCCA has a free guide that I want to give you today to arm you with 18 things you need to know before leaving your house with a gun. Go to DefendFamilyNow.com right now to get your free copy of this life-saving guide. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com. Folks, you know that the United States Concealed Carry Association protects responsible gun owners from jail and bankruptcy if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Well, I want to share an incident that happened to a USCCA member a few weeks ago. The member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted with a baseball bat in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and save his neighbor's life, and was arrested and held on a massive bail bond, even though he never fired a shot. Well, he used his one call to the USCCA. Not only did they post his bail, find him an attorney, and get him home to his family, they had him to work on Monday morning. Now, the USCCA has a free guide that I want to give you today to arm you with the 18 things you need to know before leaving your house with a gun. Go to DefendFamilyNow.com right now to get your free copy of this life-saving guide. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Crossbreed Holsters is proud to offer an addition to our already outstanding belt selection. Introducing the Instructor's Belt. Offering the same quality as our original gun belts and dress belts, the Crossbreed Instructor's Belt offers a clean, buckle-less design intended for a sharp and professional appearance. Sturdy, but not stiff. The Instructor Belt provides even weight distribution of your gun and gear and looks as great out on the town as it does on the range. Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant. Often imitated, but never duplicated, the Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
This is Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom every week and giving you a voice. Heard coast to coast on the Armed American Radio Network. Here again is Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios here on the Armed American Radio Network, I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom every single day. Well, wait a minute, you're not on Saturdays. Oh, I'm on Spirit of Racing every Saturday. Yeah, and I'm also a guest on a number of other radio programs. So we're always talking about this and giving it as much voice as we possibly can. But this program and its spinoff program, Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, heard 6 days a week. So make sure you're tuned in. Just visit armedamericanradio.com for all the information and check me out. Facebook.com/Armed American Radio, getting close to 100,000 fans. We don't buy likes on our Facebook page. Everybody that's on that page, just about 85,000 of you, are real fans of Armed American Radio, and the responses we get from you prove it. So thank you, and the 3+ million of you who have been listening to and downloading our podcast since May, up and through the end of May. Absolutely incredible. We appreciate it. I'm talking with Jerry Henry. Jerry Henry is the executive director of GeorgiaCarry.org, one of, no doubt, the greatest grassroots pro-gun, pro-rights grassroots organizations in America today. Jerry, always a pleasure to have you. Let me read you a quote from Obama. The issue of guns, this is an area where, if you ask me, there has been the one area where I feel that I've been most frustrated and most stymied. It is the fact that the United States of America is the one advanced nation on earth, a bogus debunked lie, as you know, in which we do not have sufficient common sense gun safety laws, which is a flat-out lie. There are thousands of gun safety laws. Whatever he describes as gun safety means gun control. And common sense, we all know that they've hijacked the English language. There's nothing common sense about a gun-free zone. They're killing zones. Americans are waking up to that fact, and in large part due to some positive coverage about gun-free zones being killing zones. And he's been most frustrated and most stymied. That tells me, as I mentioned during the before we went to a break, that this guy feels the Constitution is in his damn way.
Of course he does.
Your thoughts. Go for it.
Of course he does. And what he doesn't understand is the Constitution is put there to stymie him and people like him who think they should become dictators. That's the only difference between the Constitution, the only difference between us having an emperor or a king or a dictator and having the rule of law that we have had all these years.
Proof positive.
I mean, I agree with you wholeheartedly. And you have to listen to him. I noticed this was the first time that I've heard the president say gun safety.
Right.
He's
right.
always said gun control. Now, gun safety is Moms Demanding Action, Everytown USA, everybody that Bloomberg is financing to try to buy our rights away from us. And now all of a sudden the president has climbed in with, apparently with Bloomberg, so that we can talk gun safety, because people will be more likely to listen to him if we say it's safe. And we know
that's the spin. That's the spin. That's the spin.
The whole purpose of gun safety is confiscation. The only way that those people will ever believe that we will have gun safety in this country is for them to confiscate every privately owned farm in the country, except
Jerry,
for their guards.
They've made that clear over the years. They've changed their tune over the years. We can sum that up with this. Again, headline surfers, you'll never understand this. For whatever reason, you choose to remain ignorant. And I will tell you this, ignorance, if left unattended, breeds stupidity. So don't remain ignorant. We don't want you stupid. They want you stupid. It's the only way they can enact their agenda. They depend on a certain level of stupidity. Jonathan Gruber said it himself. So the fact of the matter is they're depending on you and your ignorance leading to stupidity. It's the only way because if you can think straight, you understand the things that we're talking about here. And here's one that you need to take to the bank with you. The only way they will ever achieve the goals that they claim is through 100% complete and total civilian disarmament, period. Everything they tell you is impossible without it. Do the math. You're smart enough to figure it out on your own. You hear it here. Go do the research. We lead you to the research every single day. Jerry, let's talk a little bit about the utter failure of their vaunted background checks. A shooting at a movie theater in Louisiana a couple days ago, the guy passed a background check. He passed a background check. It failed again. Why? Why did it fail? He got a background check.
He and the guy in Charleston, South Carolina did the same thing. They were both approved to buy a gun by the FBI, by the NICS background check. And why? We missed something. Oh, gee. So that tells you it's pretty good. What tells you how good it is, really, is if you go back, I believe it was 2012, there were some 75,000 people that were denied purchasing guns due to the background check, instant background check. When those people went back and started looking and started proving that they were right, they were qualified to buy legally firearms and were not prohibited persons, there wound up to be less than 4,000 people on that list. So there were 70-something thousand people whose records in the NICS system were wrong, that said they were not qualified to buy a gun, that they were prohibited, when they weren't. And it wound up, FBI wound up prosecuting, I believe it was 49 people out of that whole system that we spent millions of dollars on. So if there's 71,000 people in there in 1 year whose background checks say that they're prohibited, how many are in there that their background should say they're prohibited that aren't?
Well, that's a question we'll never know the answer to. Here's the thing that we do know, Jerry. And again, it requires your ability to think and comprehend, not just be a headline surfer. But we can never, as human beings, ever legislate criminal behavior. We can't do it. We can make it illegal all day long. It's already, when you hear the President of the United States say we don't have enough common sense laws, he's lying to you through his teeth. We have thousands. Murder is illegal. This man in Louisiana broke every single law on the book, including murder. It's already illegal. Everything he did is illegal. He lied on the background check form. That was illegal. It's a failure. And I got to tell you, A.W.R. Hawkins, Jerry over at Breitbart.com, reminds us that since Sandy Hook, this cat, John Russell Hauser, joins Lafayette, Mohammed Yusuf Abdulaziz, Chattanooga, Dylan Roof of Charleston, Elton Simpson and Nadir Sufi, Garland, Texas, Jared and Amanda Miller, Las Vegas, Elliot Rogers, Santa Barbara, Ivan Lopez, Fort Hood, 2014, Darian Marcus, Maryland Mall, Carl Halverson Pearson, Arapahoe High School, Paul Ciencia, LAX, Andrew John Engeldinger, Minneapolis, Aaron Alexis, the D.C. Navy Yard, and Tennis Melvin Maynard, West Virginia, all of whom acquired guns via a background check. What benefit do Americans gain from expanding such checks? All they do is prove that we are powerless to stop latent criminal activity. We have to accept that fact, period. Jerry, we're going to run out of time, unfortunately. Man, I had a great time with you on the program. Looking forward.
I look forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks. So I think it's about 3 weeks now at the convention.
GeorgiaCarry.org. That's Jerry Henry, the executive director. He's famous all around the world for helping us get past guns everywhere in the state of Georgia. The left hates it. We have guns everywhere. I love using it. I love using their terminology and taking it and using it for our own. We're going to take the language back. Guns are allowed everywhere because we are law-abiding citizens. We are on the right side of history. We have a Second Amendment in our Constitution. Remember, it's them trying to take it away from you, not the other way around. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. And now I have time to tell you before we go to the break. Never let there be a gun-free zone wherever you happen to be. I'm going to be joined coming up next by Paul Markle, student of the gun. Don't go away.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby.